Feel it, right? Everyone feels it? That's not convincing, huh? Everyone feels it? Yeah. Okay, what's he on? I'm on borrowed time. Like we all are. So, because I'm not this is the last chance we have this year, Tavshin Ayin Tet 2019, to be learning together before Pesach. I wanted to jump already till the night before Pesach. In essence, though, the cleaning has begun already. The inner, the cleaning, and obviously we're going to be speaking about the inner cleaning. Okay, tovachi. All this stuff has already begun on a very strong level. And what Seder night's going to feel like has already begun to be formed. And what the morning after Pesach, you know, the morning afterwards, it's already begun to already in the air already. And what Svirat HaOmer is going to feel like has already begun to be formed with Rosh Chodesh Nisan, with ushering in the new month of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Hashanah LaMelachim. And Bichlal, as you see, there's really changes in davening, and you could already start with Birkat HaIlanot, meaning there's all these different things that are in the air right now. And obviously, just the magical weather here that doesn't cease to blow us away on every level. You know, I'm going to the States this week. I don't know what to expect.
Or San Diego.
I'm going to New York for 5 days. So it's going to be, it's very interesting how much ki bechodesh ha'aviv yatzata me'eretz Mitzrayim, how that really is very chai v'kayam here. So with all the nitchatshut that already exists, today we're just doing something very simple, very just a few like nekudos that I saw here regarding the bdikas chametz. And obviously we're not speaking about only about the night before Pesach, but the avoda that's in the nefesh that from now until Pesach, because it's really a gevaldik zman. It's a very special zman to do some very serious soul root work right now. So the first teaching I wanted to look at, if you look in the bottom of the first page in the left column, is from the Ohev Yisrael. The Ohev Yisrael is a Rebbe that we learn from every single Shabbos morning. It's really been a trip. When I told Rabbi Lichter that we're doing Ohev Yisrael this year, no, he came up to me. He said, I hear you're starting to do Ohev Yisrael before Shachris? Meaning to say, are you out of your mind? Like, that's basically the words he was saying. And I'm like, you know, I realized that like two parashiyas, and I'm like, I don't know what I was thinking. And just, Ohev Yisrael, we were just in Mejbush. I was just like, no, this is what we're doing this year. And then like, every Shabbos, it's like, if I didn't tovel 15 times before Chatzos, 27 times after Chatzos, then fast for 3 days. You can't understand what he's saying over here. But it's been a trip, it's been a journey, it's been beautiful this year on Shabbos morning. And here I want to start with a piece from the Abter Rebbe on Bedikas Chametz, on the bottom left column, Be'ez Bedikas Chametz, Yivdo kol midosa ve'ivayim mehem kol midara. Now we know this. It can't be that to be Yotzei Pesach and to feel Pesach, it's only about where did I put 10 pieces of bread in a house that's already chametz free. And to feel like I'm doing the avodah of what Chazal were referring to regarding cleaning for Pesach. Can't be, right? It just can't be. Especially if I put them, I wrap them up in plastic, or plastic bags, and then I burn the plastic, right? And then the next day, the pollution. Right, the chevra start freaking out. It can't be that it's just about that. We know that it's much more. So we're going to take a few insights, we're going to look at a few things regarding the real avoda, that is the time that we have right now. And hopefully we'll have enough kach to do this work together, and if anyone wants to share an etza as to how to do it, that would be amazing. Tochachot musar gadol sheyesh lechol adam lachshov belibo be'ez bedikas chametz be'yeda sheyegia ha'ez bedikas chametz b'foal mamesh. So, just on the... Not to go too deep into what he's saying, is like when you do Bdikas Chametz, the level of consciousness of what you're doing must be much, much greater than whatever you thought it would be. There must be a moment of, you should do this with every mitzvah. Like right now in the morning, what we put on tefillin. I am right now putting on tefillin. Now, we have a Yiratzons and Hareini Mizam. That was in order to create that. But most of us don't feel that connected on a personal level, to have these invitations in Hebrew, because it's not our mama lashon, so to say it even in English, right now I'm doing this. And when you do that, something happens to you. So he's saying, he's very makbid over here, when it comes time to bedikas chametz, bring that awareness, that consciousness inside to say, this is what I'm doing right now. Bilachen, top of the page, yechaven belibo az livdok kol amidot shelo. Now this was the point. What is the opportunity of Bdikas Chametz? It doesn't just mean to look for the bread, and Chassidus explains, it means it's a chance to look into your midot, to see if there's not chametz, but the same lashon, chimutz. What does chimutz mean? Either sour or another meaning? Lehachmitz?
To miss.
Ichmatzti. In modern Hebrew, when you shoot, and you either say yechteti or yechmatzti, like yechmatzti I missed out an opportunity would be used as the word yechmatzti. I missed out. So he says over here, check your midos to see if there's any chimutz in them, either sour, either missed out, or the pashut pshat of chametz. And what does chametz mean? Something that's blown up. Nachon? Yeah. What's chametz? Like what? It's leavened, pshat, huh?
Leavened
bread. So something you're saying, look at your midos, see if anything's blown up. What does that mean? Seeing if anything's blown up, make that seem to think. Check to see if stuff that you thought you already took care of, if you just blew it up in your mind to think that you already did the avoda. See if there's chimutz in that. Go into the midos and say, oh, this I thought I already have taken care of. Don't wait till you get a taiva come and run before you and you fall and you're like, oh my God, I thought I had that covered. That happens all the time. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm still stuck on that. That's still a yetzer I'm dealing with. I thought that I had that covered already. He's saying, Bedikas Chametz is a time to do and check into the midos and say, Ichmatzti, did I miss out on working on this? Or, Haim nipachti itze, did I blow this out of proportion thinking that I already have this taken care of? Or, do I feel sour about a certain mida that's going on inside of me? He's going to continue. Haynu eiza mida ra chas v'shon. Ube'et tzrifat ha-chametz yechaven gam ken leva'er mimenu et ha-midot ha-ra'ot mikol v'kol. And when you're actually, so that's the bdika. When it comes to the srefa, the consciousness was, I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen the tzaddikim by srefas chametz, by biur chametz. Did you ever see any rebbe do biur chametz before? It's an astonishing. Yeah, did you ever see the Boston Toby?
No, we used to do it at our house. We didn't do it at his community.
The rebbes would take their time with srefas beer. No, not take their time. Meaning, like, pull a mamshinov and do tzrifas chametz, it's like right before Seder, there's manim for it. But meaning while you're doing it, the tefillas there are very, very, very powerful. There's a real consciousness there. Like the Ribbono Shel, it's not just that you gave me an inyan to start burning bread that I ate yesterday, I'm going to eat next week, you know, too. There's got to be something more you're telling me through this. So he says to have the consciousness that everyone here should have them. When you're doing bir chametz, you're trying to burn the midos ra'os on any level that you're capable of thinking of at the time of tzrifas chametz. So keep that in mind as well. The Abter Rebbe says, from the moment you leave your mother's room, nichnas bo yetzahara. Umeyape elav ko hevle olam hazeh. It beautifies all the vanities of the world before him. Veholech achar atzato, and you begin to follow the etza of the yetzahara. Ki in lo adayin yetzahara tov, she yisienu etza hogenet lo. He still doesn't have a counter. He still doesn't have, he says, like a yetzer tov to come and say, listen, don't listen, that he's crazy. That yetzer is completely off. Ad klot ha-shloshesre shanim. He says, when you're 13, though that's when that, you know, that's when it stops. We're like thinking like, I'm banking on 40 by me at least. Like when you know, the yetzer hara will stop leading and the yetzer tov might come in. Some chever here are banking on other numbers, right? No? Yeah? Okay, so you guys look so depressed, right? I don't know what we're doing. Like everyone here looks like so chametz. Chemutz, like this, this sour. Okay. Ve'az nichnas ha-yetzer tov bo u'maskilo. And then the yetzer tov, he says, comes into a man and maskilot him. What does that maskil mean, maskilo? Like enlightens him, right? Ve'az mevin mida'ato. Shekol ma she'asah ad heina, haya hakol shav v'hevel v'tov u'mitcharet b'lev shalem. Forget for right now the age of 13. But whenever it is that you invite the Yetzer Tov into your midst and you say it and you're conscious to make the decision of, I want him to be leading the show, his first level of clarity that he's going to bring is, whatever was, it's not really what I want to do anymore. It's just very, very simple. It was all lashav, it was hevel, it was vanity. It seems here like he's describing Elo, you know? It's just like describing Elo. By the way, the tzaddikim really, some of them really speak about these 2 weeks before Pesach, is mamish like Elo, or Aser Yisrael Tshuva. There's something in the air to be taken advantage of. So he says, what happens right after you mitcharet belev shalem? You have full regret in your heart from running after all the vanities you ran after. Bodek b'chorin u b'zdakim b'chol makom sh'darko l'achnis sham ha-chametz. You check, so the language of Chazal is, you look in the chorin and zdakim. So that means you look in, you're supposed to look into all the holes and the cracks and all the places that you may have brought in chametz into. So obviously, what is it, now how is he mefarishing that? What are the, spiritually speaking, what are the holes and the cracks that you may have brought chametz into? Based on what we said until now. What's the chametz we're referring to right now?
Yeah, things that you haven't yet dealt with. Right?
All the places that you say didn't reach here. The blowing out of proportion or the ignoring, it didn't reach here, these places. Because this I already have covered. When I was 8, I stopped doing this. So I don't have to worry about this. When I got married, I stopped with that inyan. So I don't have to worry about these things anymore. Saying with enough light that exists, with Chodesh Aviv and the candle that you take, don't worry. Don't be scared to go into these places that you normally would say, I don't want to go to. Like when you go to the shrink, when you go to the therapist, and you know he's beginning to open up some kind of a door that you've consciously or subconsciously chosen to keep closed. No, I can't, I don't want to deal with it. On Pesach, he's like, he's saying that the Hachana for Pesach is that there's enough light in my life. Just because of the Aviv and because of the Kedushas Hazman and because Chazal said, take a candle, which means you're in a Shama, and go there. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Do it with bitachon that even if you find chametz there, don't worry. Be thankful that it's the time to clean the schmutz out. As opposed to just saying, I'm going to keep that door closed. So he says over here, b'chol makom shederecho lachnis shama chametz, who se'or she'ba'isa, ta'avat ha'chomer ha'megusham. Elisa or Shabaisa.
The leavening in the dough.
Meaning the part that's...
That inflates.
The inflatable part, yeah.
Because in bread, I forget the term for it, but if you're making a sourdough bread, so you have a culture, mm-hmm. you put just a drop in that, and that affects the whole bread. And then you save that culture, and you put it in, you know, but just a tiny bit will, the enzymes in it will blow up the...
That's why they say, Ein bein chometz l'matzah, ela b'mashu.
Right. So it's this tiny bit.
It's a tiny
bit. Just leave it, and if you leave it there, so then it affects the whole.
That's
bread.
The you know what he's referring to, like in the letters, right? Chametz and matzah. It's just a tiny little like yud that you would put into the letter hey
to make it a chet,
which would form the word chametz from matzah. But that's also literally speaking, that's exactly what happens all the way. Nachon. So now he goes back and he says v'zehu. This is what the Gemara means when it says or la'arba asar. Le'or haner, with the candle. What's the candle? Hu nishmasam. Al derech ner Hashem nishmas Adam. The candle of Hashem is the soul of man. Uzman hahu romez al kol yemei cheldo shel Adam. Ki az yetze mikol chelato v'tumato v'agashmius. V'yatchil ledabek et atzmo be'or ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvah. It's interesting that this was taken from Parshas Vayetze. I'm not sure why. I don't know what the context is over here. But the Abter Rebbe is basically telling us one simple etzah. You're starting to clean already now, I'm sure. Take advantage. While you're doing the actual cleaning, you know, of like your car, of your office, of your bedroom, of your kitchen, of whatever it is, take advantage of what also is really, really, really available for you right now, that there's this koyach of siyat d'shmaya to go to places you normally wouldn't go and check because of whatever pain you assume is hiding behind those doors. And everyone knows what it relates to each person differently. Can't tell you exactly what that means to each person here. But it's the time for it. There's a siyata d'shmaya, there's a help from Shemayim. Now, just to be conscious of like the kedushas hazman, I never felt it so much till right now, until Tom, you know, when we walked into the kitchen and said there's like this... There really is. It's this zman. You know, time plays a very big role in us. Like, there's some things that we just can't do when it's not the time. Like the avoda we're speaking about right now. The time in Adar is not... The time is not to go and do b'dikas chametz. That's not the time in Adar. What's the zman in Adar? It's a different zman. It's a v'na'afochu zman. It's a zman. It's a simcha zman. Of course, you could always work on yourself. V'chulei. But the zman is always me'orer. Zman always awakens us. Just like we learned, like even if it's not Parshas, even if it's not Pesach, when you read about Pesach in Parshas Bo, Parshas Va'era, there's a hit'orerut of that zman because even you're thinking about it, but it's not really it. But to take advantage of the hit'orerut of the zman right now is what we're speaking about. So the Noam Megadim, Rebbe Eliezer Mitarnograd, and did anyone here ever do a tour of Poland? Anyone ever tour Poland in this room? Did you go, just you? No one else went to Poland?
I didn't go to the Kibbutz
Adin. I haven't gone to Poland yet.
Tarnograd is a place, it's not, they don't take you there because of Kibbutz, well, they are tzaddikim, but it's not like a Rebbe tzaddik, although he was, the Noam Megadim was a big tzaddik, I have a sefer at home. Tarnograd, I got a little bit too excited because when I went first time to Poland, I was 16. I didn't have the names down so straight, and I thought maybe the tour guide said we're in Tarnopol, which is where my grandmother's from, which is closer to like Kiev. Tarnograd is in Russia, in Poland. There's a massive mass grave in Tarnograd. That's not just like a circle. I'll never forget this. I got a picture of it. It's like a long, narrow tunnel of a mass grave. It hit me so strong in Tarnograd. So this tzaddik is from Tarnograd, the Noam Megadim. And he says like this, Hine ma she'anachnu botkim ha-chametz eino ela le'orer ve'lirmoz li'tshuva leva'er ha-chametz dechet ve'avon ve'lashuv b'tshuva shlema ki hazman gorem. The time is now, and the time itself is gorem, it causes, it's a siyata, it's an aid, A-I-D. And it helps us do the work that we're trying to do. Why? She'az alu Yisrael na klipa likdusha. When we reminisce and we think about where were we on a Zman level, what took place in this time, don't just tell me miracles, but in terms of who we became, what happened in this Zman? Where did we come from and where did we do? We came from klipa to kedusha. We came from nothing to something. There was really like a bria that took place in the time of Pesach. You know, other chagim, it's miracles, this happened, that happened. But when you stop and think about, well, what really happened on Pesach is what we really, really want to happen to us as well. On Sukkot, I can't really say, I really, really want to have a sukkah over me, like in my neshama. I don't understand what that means. I have all these mitzvahs that help me out with connecting to Sukkot, Bings, Mans, and Chaseinu. On Shavuos, it's more about, I want to receive the Torah again. And all the other Purim, I want to feel, you know, on Pesach, something happens, is that what if I want to like reenact what happened to me on Pesach, and I'm not just talking about like props at a Seder table, what would be the reenactment of what happened to the Jew in Pesach? A complete leaving of, like a completely different life, a new world. That's what happened. So he says, that's what happened then, Hazman Gorem, that this is what's open for us to happen now as well. Ken ye'orer ha'or hazeh b'chol nisan, b'chol shana. So too will the light arouse us in throughout all of Nisan, every single year, latzet misitra de masa'ava, to leave the side of masa'ava is tuma, the side of impurity, el ha'kodesh pnima. V'kvar katavnu de lo dai b'tshuva al ha'chet l'chud, רק צריך חיפוש בחקירה על המצוות שעשה כל השנה, אם הם נקיים וברורים משמץ הפנייה וכדומה. This is so deep. He's saying the search that you're doing is not just about your averas. What is he saying over here? The avoda you do during Bdikas Chametz. What did he just say? Does anyone understand what he just said?
Check your mitzvahs. And see if there's any chametz in them.
See if there's any chametz in your mitzvahs. We're going to nachpesad rachinu benachkora v'nashuv eilecha. We say this in Tachna, right? Nachpesad rachinu, we're going to look at our derech. Not just means I'm going to look at my derech to see what the aver is. No, I have a derech. But is there chametz in my mitzvahs? That's the avodah he says as well. That's another thing that should be thought about, that should be taken into account. And again, not to be scared to do this with Yislavus, that yes, I want to see where there's chametz in my mitzvahs, because I want them to be completely without any pnias. Yeah.
I want to suggest that every year before Tishrei, then we have a Seltei Meitshuva. We reflect on everything that we did, right? And that's basically the first day of the year. According to the Torah, first day of the year is Nisan. Mm-hmm. So we have these 10 days now to think over.
Emes. This is why we said the parallels are very strong. It's just that when you're in, let's look at it like this, because I saw yesterday a Torah that said that the Zman in Elul and in Tishrei is more tshuva out of Yira, and in Nisan it's tshuva out of Ahava, which can help us over here. Is that because I'm coming off of Purim now, so I'm in this like simchadik zone, I'm in this love zone. I just professed my love to everyone, you know. So now I can go and do this like this tshuva as well. So the avoda, this root work that you're speaking about, is very approachable right now. Very much so. And therefore, during the year, I wouldn't go check to see if my mitzvahs are chametz. Why? It's enough. I self-persecute myself enough. I don't want to have to also check to see if the good stuff that I do are bad. But here, I want to be a king. I'm free to make sure that the good stuff that I do, that they're really, really, really good. That's part of Bdikas Chametz as well, according to the Noam Megadim. According to the Rav Tanagan, I found that to be just really beautiful. Now, the last piece I wanted to do over here is, you see the Kushnitzer Magid. Who was asking about in Shabbos? The Kushnitzer Magid. The Magid of Kushnitzer, Bisrael of Kushnitz. Maybe we should, I shouldn't say maybe anymore before looking into the Sefer, before choosing the Sefer for the next year. But the Avodas Yisrael, the Kushnitzer Magid, is, it's one of the first Sfarim I ever bought. I never forget this. That I bought, not a bar mitzvah present that I was given to, right? Like many of us had those bar mitzvah presents that sat on the shelves for many years. Not you, Tom, but others, you know. We have like bar mitzvah libraries that are like, you know, Every Pesach. That's basically the interaction we had with the Sfarim we got at Bar Mitzvah. It's more like, you know, dust it off. We have to check for chametz. No, I don't have to check. I don't have to check to see if there's chametz in these Sfarim. I wish I had to check to see if there's chametz in these Sfarim. You know how you know you're in a Halakha house, a Hamish house? If the ones that really have to check the Sfarim for chametz. That's if, you know, if your mom is in a Halakha house, because no doubt that these Sfarim were on the Shabbos table, Yontif table at a certain point during the year. I was in a house like that. I was in a house like that, that by the Purim, no, by the Purim Seuda, there was the Hachana for the Purim Seuda was also putting up these long tablecloths, like see-through tablecloths, and taping it onto a wall over all the Sfarim. Because they already prepared, started cleaning the Sfarim for Pesach. Anyway, the Kushnitzer Tzermaya, just tell you very quickly, I was in Bnei Brak, it was Friday morning, and I was standing in front of a hot dog stand, and next to it was an old bookstore. And I pulled out these two Sfarim and said it was Ohev Yisrael and the Avodas Yisrael. And it was 10 shekel each. And I saw that the Naknikiya in the Lachmaniyah was 10 shekel. Yeah. And it was the first time I actually like thought... Period. It's like 17. I just was like, what does this mean? It's like, you gobble this down, and that 10 shekel is not just lost forever, it probably only causes damage. And here you have 10 shekel that gives you Chaim Nitzchim. And that's why whenever I see the Avodas Yisrael, I think of that moment that I didn't buy the Avodas Yisrael and bought the hot dog. And then I went back. No, and then I realized I have 20 shekels, so we're all good. Okay, so he says something very sweet. Again, he's like, we don't wanna just go through the motions of any part of Pesach. So specifically one of the ones is like, I'm gonna take a pita or a bagel and cut it up into 10 pieces and put it around the house. Now, that's the minhag, that's what Chazal has instituted. It's not stam. But why? נראה שנהגו המנהג הקדוש הזה, מפני שעיקר הביול חמץ הוא היצר הרע, כמו שכתבתי לאל, like he said, he wrote before, but it's in all the Sfarim, the concept of avoda, of nikayon, of Pesach, is really about burning your chametz of the heart. It's burning up your blown up heart, which is your ego. It's bitul hayesh. It's all the stuff we speak about in Elul and Tishrei. I'm glad you brought it up. All those deep stuff we speak about in Elul and Tishrei, that we work so hard on and beg Hashem for help, here we're in attack mode. We're not just begging Hashem for help, we're going and searching, and we're doing it, right? As if we can do it without Hashem's help, but we're doing it. It's like the opposite of the elections right now. Because every single campaigner has to show their chametz. Every campaigner has to show what they've done in order to get you to vote for them, right? I have a feeling that it could be like a real mahapach will be when someone actually says, I have nothing to show you but one thing, ratzon. Maybe that'll be like the beginning of a real revolution in terms of, because we really, mamash, you've heard me speak about this a lot, but we have an opportunity to not come, you know, to come back to Israel after the 6 million, not to act like every other democracy in the world. Even if though it is a democracy, there's a hizdamnut to like raise the bar on a serious level. So third line, v'laze hinhigu lehania chametz. So therefore, if the avoda of bir chametz is the yetzer, so therefore our rabbis instituted to place chametz. Why? Leharot shebevada yesh bo adayin avon v'chametz hu hayetzer hara. Why did they do this? Because you might come to think, after cleaning, both spiritually and physically, for God knows how long, that you are clean, that you are ready. And whenever a person starts to think that, what ends up happening? Yetzirah Nanachash comes and says, oh, you thought, huh? It's good, you were really beautiful. Amazing how you came to this conclusion. Well, I want me to show you where you're really at? Ki ein tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechta, Shlomo HaMelech says, there is no tzaddik in the land that'll do good and not sin. Ki ha'adam shemachzik atzmo, shetiken hakol, bevadai lo itchil la'avod et Hashem. Now, you know, we've sat by tzaddikim before that speak about how much they feel like they have nothing and they haven't done anything. And if you're like not plugged in, so you hear them and you think, oh, they're just trying to show how holy they are. But if you're plugged in, you realize that what they're saying, they really mean it. They really mean it. When we were by Rav Kluger, he was talking about himself. When he said, I have no idea why any of you came here.
I have not. You read my Svarim?
It wasn't to show us how humble he is. It was because the real tzaddikim feel like they have never begun. Like they never ever started. And that there's always so much for them to do. Again, ki adam shemachzik atzmo shetiken hakol, bevadai lo itchil lavod et Hashem. If you feel like you've already fixed it, you've cleaned your chametz, you're good, you burned your midot ra'ot, you haven't begun. Like I've written in another place, Perusha Katuv, it says about the para aduma, asher en ba mum, asher lo ala alea ol. Let me explain that pasuk. Asher en ba mum, what does mum mean? There's no blemish in the para aduma. Asher lo ala alea ol. That yoke was not placed upon the para. What is the reference there about of ol regarding a red heifer? What's the ol? Because the yoke
that doesn't work.
Huh?
That doesn't work.
Yeah. Meaning, it's just been set aside and not used. Mm-hmm. So look how he dashes this out. Shemisha sovel she'en bomum. Whoever holds that they themselves, they're like a para aduma. They have no blemish. Bevadai lo ala alav adain ol malchus shamayim. He's saying the ol is like, it's not referring to the work like a para aduma that never plowed. It means that he has no lo ala alea ol. Ol malchus shamayim never went upon a person that feels that the ein bo mum, that there's no blemish in him. וכמאמר החכם בחובת הלבבות, שאם אמרתי, like the חובת הלבבות says, שאם אמרתי בלבבי, לא הייתי חוטא, בוודאי הוא חטא ביותר. If I said in my heart that I wouldn't be a sinner, that's obviously a tremendous sin. כי הגאיבה הוא חטא ביותר. He's saying, let's say that you really have cleaned all your midos. And let's say that Lashon Hara was taken care of. Like, let's just think about it for a second. Shmira Sabris, Kedusha Seinayim, all the things, all the holy midot, tzedakah, like all those things really are taken care of. He's saying over there, if that leads you to feel chametz free, on a certain level, lo itchalta klum. You haven't started anything. The balance is how to not let that make you feel like you're schmutz. That's what we have to keep on working, balancing off of each other. That's why Sichas Chaverim will help us with these things, because you could become a shuga saying, I'm not good, I'm not good. And if I start thinking that I'm good, that means I'm full of chametz. He's saying over here, someone that feels like they fixed everything.
That's what he says, just some little crumbs.
Look what he says. Chametz. Exactly. Why? Why do you think? What was the question?
You still should think good about yourself, but just a little reminder.
Always room for improvement.
That's Parish Canada. We need an American Parish. what's an American? That's a very nice Parish, but I need like a brutal American Parish right now, or an Israeli Parish, right? What does it mean? Why is he saying it? He says here, that's why we put Ptite Chametz across the house. Why?
He said earlier, the work's never done. Because as soon as you think that you've gotten there, that's when the Yetzer Hara comes in as strong.
Then why don't we put loaves of bread?
Because I think he's saying that the little pieces, like that you're not looking hard enough. If you look at yourself and you say, I'm good, I'm clean, then you're not looking for those little pieces that are there that you're just glazing over, that you have to like look and find those little things that you think are no big deal.
No.
And maybe you're hiding during that search, do you say, I already looked there?
Oh yeah. Exactly. But let's get even down and dirtier for a second.
And the cranks.
Huh?
All the cranks.
Worse.
Out in the open.
You get down on all floors, on all fours, on the floors, and start. You know what it is for a distinguished person to bend down and pick up crumbs? The whole imagery is one of a person that needs to lower himself, pashut meod, on all levels. Go to the places you thought you'd take care of. Go to all those things. And ptitim, we're not even putting kikar, we're not even saying like kikarot, we're not even saying loaves. That's easier. Go and I pick up a loaf. It's an easier thing. No, it's crumbs. Who messes with crumbs? The cleaner messes with crumbs. Yeah?
You know,
welcome to Sri Lanka, my friend.
My kids, you tell them every time, don't hide it somewhere, I won't find it, right? Let's put it, and they keep on putting it in places where you don't even believe.
What so an avoda.
You know, it takes you, instead of taking a minute, it takes you 5-10 minutes for a piece. You say, oh my God, I'm on my mind. So it's just like, it's testing that's, you.
Who
it's
else goes patience. Through that? I have that in my house.
Of course.
It's a tiny piece, but it's an interesting thing. I remember Nachum Sarna came to the. He used to look, like to go after the yeshiva guys in class sometimes. He says, "Do you say lahaniach tefillin or lahaniach tefillin?" And we also said, "Oh, lahaniach tefillin." He said, "No, lahaniach is to place. Lahaniach is to let go." And here he wrote lahaniach. We should let go the chametz, even the crumbs. Lahaniach.
Wow, that's a it's really, it would not connect to what you're saying, because they just say lehaniach for everything. You know, Avi, the only word that I remember that I have your father in my mind whenever I say it is similar to this. The first word of Kriya Shema, what does he say?
Ve'ahavta.
Yeah, instead of ve'ahavta, right? I don't know what the diuk would be over there, but it's the same exact change in pronunciation. He always says ve'oh, because he's always behind me when he's here. I hear it. Ve'oh hafta.
It's a zakeh katan. It's not the leaning.
The whole right. There must be a perush I'm saying to the a difference between ve'oh hafta.
It's under the aleph. I think it's the aleph and then
nachon. Nachon. I wonder what it is in well, here there's no. It's not from the Torah. But anyway, he ends up here. By the way, that's far out. ולזן נוהגים להניח פתיתי חמץ להראות כנראה לאל כי בוודאי לא תיקן הכוס. קושניצר מגיד says חזל, they wanted you to really, really work. They wanted you till the last second, till the night before Pesach. Not to be an eved, but to really be someone that's free enough to go to places they normally wouldn't go to. The ultimate. So we have less than 2 weeks. Next Friday night is Seder. A week from this Shabbos. Next Friday night is Seder. And there's a world that we could do in the time that we have between from now until then. I give us a bracha to utilize every single moment, to use Sichat Chaverim to help you to go into the Chorin and Zdakim that you normally would not go to. And to do all this, remember, with a candle, which is your neshama. It was polished during Adar, during the Simcha of Purim. Now we can go and deal with stuff that we don't normally do. But it's not in order, like, you gotta be careful. Mechila, sometimes, they don't mean this, sometimes there's chevra that make you sit on the couch, that they open that door because they know this will give me another 6 months with the patient. It's not in order to get the job done, to get the work done. You have to open the door, but it's l'shem cleaning, not l'shem sifting through and saying, oh, what's here? It's l'shem pulling it all out. And there we'll all come together at Leil Seder, Kibnei Chorin, Be'ezrat Hashem. Amen. Shekoach.